Good morning, everybody. We're going to get started, and I'm going to turn it over to you right away to show us what you got. Oliver?
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Oliver Ojako, Clark County Community Planning Director. What I would like to do this morning, Commissioners, is to continue to bring you up to speed and also to inform you in terms of where we are and take questions that you may have at the end of the work session. What I would like from the board is a unanimous, whether it's head nod or a yes, to proceed. We are at that point that we have to proceed. I have some of our city local partners here at the table. I'm sure that they will also be on board. This is the what I'll be presenting this morning, Commissioners, are the three alternative options that we have been discussing with the board since July of this year. If the board may recall, this is our third work session talking primarily on the environmental impact review that is necessary as we proceed with the 2016 plan update. We issued an issue paper number 5, again describing the scoping process for the SEPA review. We came to you, I believe, last time we were here, we shared with you the result, or we reported back to the board on the 4 open houses we had, and we will be going out again 2 more times, 2 more open houses, again to share with the public what the 3 scenarios look like that will be studied going forward. I have a one sheet handout that I left with each of you. This is also available for anyone to pick. It is a very good synopsis of what is happening, what does this mean to me or for me. At the back of that is where are we in the process, and then how can I learn more and comment. So this is well done. And talking about well done, sometimes we don't take time to really acknowledge the work that goes into what I present to you. So let me quickly thank Mary Kells and her staff at the PIO office for helping us to wordsmith some of this in a language that a layman can understand. I would also like to quickly thank GIS staff, Bob Poole, and his staff for all the effort and behind-the-scene work that they did, and I'm going to show you more towards the end in terms of the work that our GIS staff have done to make it more friendly for folks to get on our website or web page and access the information as well. And finally, I have to thank my staff for putting all this together, and the city partners that are here with me who I meet with every month, and I've been doing so since the beginning of this effort. So with that, let me quickly go into the next slide, which is the purpose of this meeting today, is to provide the board a progress to date. And often we are asked, what is the difference between comp plan and zoning map? I will just get into that quickly. And then talk about the 3 alternatives or the 3 options that will be in the draft environmental supplemental EIS work. The other issues that we are going to be looking at that includes transportation. Then I'll get into the next steps. The next slide, as I mentioned each time I come before the board, is our timeline to complete this project, when we started, where we are, the progress we've made, and the adoption period for the plan update. As you can see, we started this work in 2013, early July of 2013, and during that time we were focusing primarily on preliminary planning, bringing the board up to speed on the GMA overview. Since then, this year we entered into data analysis, and with that we did inform the board that we're going to and we're required to prepare a checklist that will go to Commerce. If I recall, I did receive a letter from Commerce that went to the three commissioners outlining what is it that we have to do as part of this 2016 plan update. So we've completed the checklist. It's not complete. It will be completed towards the tail end. In that checklist, we will identify in working with the board and the cities what we are supposed to be doing as part of the plan update. The board have made decisions on the population and jobs, and you've made a decision on or given direction on planning assumptions, gone through your board principles and values. I won't go through that now. We are at a plan development, in this case alternatives, that will be the basis for the SEPA analysis and continuous public review. And when I say continuous public review, each stage has a comment period required by statute. In terms of the scoping, you have to comment within 30 days of the scoping. It doesn't mean that's the end of the public comment. It just means that within that time frame, when we are doing a scoping by statute, you have to provide us comment within 30 days that could be reviewed and included in the development of the alternative. That's the purpose of the scoping. But throughout the process, people and citizens will continue to provide us comment and continue to provide us input until the gavel comes down when the board makes the final decision. Just want to put that out there. The second or following this slide is what I described earlier about what we are asked. What is the difference between a comprehensive plan and a zoning map? We get that quite often from citizens and those that want to know anytime we're doing a plan update. The comprehensive plan designation is what I can call looking ahead. That's what the comprehensive plan is. It establishes land use designations for all land in Clark County. It shows us the long vision of how and where the county will change over the next 20 years. That's what the comp plan is. In most of the time, the comp plan is developed with the community coming together and talking about vision and so forth. The county did that in early 1993. That resulted in what is called the Community Framework Plan. That sets the vision for how the county will develop going forward. The basis of that vision and process was what led the county to developing the 20-year comprehensive plan, and we have been updating that since the 94 plan was adopted in 04, in 07, and now. The zoning map, in a quick definition of that, because we operate using two different maps, the comp plan and the zoning. The zoning map specifies the type of land uses, setbacks, lot sizes, and restrictions for buildings within each zone. That's what the zoning map functions at. In terms of the three scenarios, often we start with what we call a no action. That's what this represents. The no action will be the current comprehensive growth management plan, including the current urban growth boundaries, no changes, the current planning assumptions, policies, and the implementing ordinances as is. I often refer this as buying a car as is. So this is just as is, no changes to the current comp plan. That is the first alternative, no action. Throughout the last 6 months or so, we have been talking to the board that there are potential changes that will have to be made based on the board directions and on your principles and values and the conversations that we've been having with our local partners and all the input we've been receiving also from the public. So alternative two shows some changes that will be made to reflect some of your previous decision, both on your values and principles and the policy direction you've given on population as well as on jobs. Now, this is, I must say that when you go on our website, all this information is on our website. I will then move into a detailed of what some of the alternative two includes. In alternative two, we are proposing changes in land use as well as zoning to support job growth and reflect some development trends. If I may start quickly on the rural county, what we have indicated that we are going to do, and I will preface that by saying we're not even sure at this point whether we can really defend that, but we'll do our best. We said that we are going to reduce the minimum parcel size, changing from Ag 20 and Forest 40. Ag 20 will now be Ag 10, and Forest Tier 2, 40 acre minimum will be 20, and there will be some R20 that will remain R20 and some R20 that will go to R10 where appropriate. So that's what we said we'll do in the rural county. In the urban reserve, we are proposing to remove an overlay, urban reserve overlay in some areas in North Salmon Creek area to reflect current development trend. When I said that, what we are really implying is that in some of those urban reserve areas, what we will do is if in our review those urban reserve is not properly identified, we will take this opportunity to make them a true urban reserve, because those are the likely candidate area that we will expand to when we expand the boundary in the future. For public facilities, what we said we propose, some of the cities sitting here, some of them have already done this. We are late in doing this, but I think we'll take this opportunity to create a public facility zone to identify publicly owned facilities. For example, there are areas where the county have bought and developed a park. There's no need to show that park designated and zoned as single family. This is the opportunity to correctly reflect that it's a public facility. And then there are some property owned by the county. We have to designate them and show them appropriately. We are meeting with the school districts. I can report that some of the school districts have some concern, and we will be working with them, because in some cases they have surplus land that they would like to make a decision at some point how to surplus the land that they no longer use. So we will be working with them to see how we work that issue with them. Urban holding, there's some areas in the Vancouver UG, particularly the Fisher's Well area, that we have already removed urban holding. There's no need to continue to keep the urban holding in place when that have already been taking shape. So we are going to be removing those urban holding in the Fisher's Well area to reflect actually the actions that have already been taken. For mixed use, we have some matching to do. When I said that, we have to accurately match our comp plan designation to the zoning for areas currently designated as mixed use. This is an issue where we have some properties that are currently designated as mixed use, and actually on the ground some of them have already developed with multi-family or a commercial establishment. So this will be an effort to make our comp plan and zoning match. In the Vancouver UGA, we are going to be looking at particularly the Salmon Creek sub-area plan that came to the board, as well as the Discovery Corridor. We have been having conversation with the property owners and interested parties out there as to what the appropriate zoning should be and make that correction going forward. We are not doing a new sub-area plan for Salmon Creek or Discovery Corridor. We've gone out there and met with some members of the Discovery, like Steve Yoakum and George Espinoza. I'm not sure the board is going to, I think I've shared with some of the commissioners that they're requesting single family of R120 in an area that has a job opportunity known as the Discovery Corridor. We will be coming to the board as part of this process to truly reflect what that area, the opportunity that area provides. In Battleground, at the request of Battleground, there are some changes that we have to make internally. They've brought those issues to us, some areas that currently doesn't truly reflect what is on the ground, and we will honor that request. It's not part of the expansion of the urban growth boundary. The same is true for Washougal. They've come to us and said we really need to match the county zoning map to be consistent with the city, so that when the city annexes the area will still have urban holding. To remove that urban holding in the Washougal area, the area has to be annexed so that there is no conflict in the county zoning and the city zoning. There will be a smooth transition. So these are some of the changes that we'll make both in Battleground and in Washougal. In the case of Richfield, I will talk about the request that came from Richfield this morning. And if it's late, I will say that it's late, but I will mention it that we did receive a request this morning. I will say 15 minutes to 10 this morning, indicating that they would like to see a property considered for inclusion in the urban growth boundary. I'll talk about that at a letter as I proceed. But we have, in meeting with the city of Richfield, we have considered bringing, this is county initiated action, we will be considering bringing the Tri Mountain Golf Course into the Richfield urban growth boundary. It's a property that the county owns. I put in here that it will provide recreational opportunities both for county residents and the city. That is another way of saying that whether it's outside or inside the Richfield urban growth boundary, those are recreational opportunities will still be there. Moving on with other changes we are proposing for Alternative 2. We are going to be looking at consolidation of our comprehensive plan land use designations. The other thing we'll consider in the rural area is to consolidate the multiple rural comp plan designation. Now we have rural 5, rural 10, and rural 20. We're going to put that into one big R, if you will. But the zoning will still remain rural 5, 10, and 20. I think this action, we've done a similar thing when we looked at our commercial and industrial district and made some changes. The changes we made it much, much easier and simple to go from one zone to the next without actually going through the once-a-year plan amendment. And this change will enhance that opportunity. It'll be a type 3 instead of a type 4 legislative process if we are successful. This will not change the current minimal parcel size. As I indicated, we will, for forests, we will designate one forest designation on the comp plan and still implement it with forest tier 2 and 1 that we currently have. In our commercial district, we will also consolidate our multiple commercial comp plan designations. We have neighborhood, community, and general commercial. We'll have one commercial designations, again implementing it with either neighborhood commercial because of scale, or community commercial, or general commercial. But again, those that make plan amendment request can now go to the hearing examiner and change from one zone to the other, again, if they meet the criteria for a zone change. As I indicated, we will make some changes to the urban reserve and really truly define urban reserve as a true urban reserve. This will give us an opportunity to do that, but in the case of urban reserve and urban holding. Continue on with changes proposed for all two. This is more of a map cleanup. The board have already made a decision preliminary on the surface mining overlay. You considered the recommendation of the Planning Commission and voted 3-0 to uphold the Planning Commission recommendation, with the exception of one Courtney Pitt, which you did not recommend to have a surface mining overlay. We will utilize this opportunity to reflect the previous decision that the board have already made on all two. Finally, on the Three Creeks special planning area, if the board recalled, that group no longer meets. They were dissolved. I will show you as we proceed what that looks on our map today. So this will be an effort to remove the Three Creeks Special Planning Area. I will also add that that group pretty much have finished what they were tasked to do. There's some areas that, you know, if you recall, they divided the Three Creeks Planning Area into seven sub-areas, and we finished the Highway 99, which was really the heart of the Three Creeks Planning Area. That work has been completed. We completed the Salmon Creek sub-area plan and the Discovery Corridor. The other sub-areas are mainly residential in nature, so we're not planning to do anything in those sub-areas. So there's no need to continue to have the Three Creeks Special Planning Area. The next map this reflects what we said and we think we might be able to do in the rural area. This map reflects, it is significant when you look at it, commissioners. This is the ag areas and the forest tier 2 areas. These areas, or this map, represent the ag currently as designated in the county that will go from 20 to 10. The colors will not change. That is also true for forest tier 2. The 40 will go to 20. And in between, if you look very closely, you will see some parcels that are zone rural 20 that will go from 20 acres to 10 acres minimum. In some areas, some of them are in between the ag and the forest tier 2. If you zoom in, you can see them. Continuing on to some of the other changes, this is more of a breakout or pulling some of these areas I mentioned so that folks can look at it in detail. Again, this is the request from Battleground on areas or changes that they would like us to make, change from industrial to urban law, really. This is at the request of Battleground. Next slide.
Excuse me, Oliver, on the back on that one slide. Since the change is moving on the bottom rectangle there from business park to residential, is Battleground compensating someplace else by replacing that business property or land with another area of Battleground?
Yeah, they are, and they've made that request right after the adoption of the 07 plan. There was an appeal that removed certain designated land for jobs, and we make that up when we added about more than 50 acres for them. And again, through this process, they're also requesting to add additional 80 acres to the west of them, and I'll show you that as we proceed. But they felt that they've made that swap. For Richfield, as I indicated, this is the Tri Mountain Golf Course. We are planning to include it in the Richfield Urban Growth Area. The park will still, or the golf course will still retain the park and open space We will not change that. We will only apply urban holding to the property. At such time when the county makes a decision and whether this is annex or whatever, the changing may change, but I don't know that for sure. But this is what is being proposed, at least for now, to put it in the Richfield urban growth boundary. Next slide. These are some of the changes that I mentioned in the case of Washougal. There is really no map change here. The change is to truly make our zoning correct some inconsistencies between the county and the zoning city zoning classification. So this will bring us and align us very closely with the city of Washougal zoning. It gets really, as you look at Vancouver UGA, you can see that the first map is the zoning, that's the current, and what we are proposing here is to remove the Three Creek Special Planning Area, but make some corrections at the edges in terms of a true urban reserve and some of the other changes we propose for urban holding. Okay. Talking about urban reserve, there are some areas that we propose that the urban reserve needs to be removed. If you look at some of these areas, some of them have already developed with single family in some cases. Really much small parcels that even if you bring it into the urban growth boundary in the future, there will be no utility or opportunity to give you any yield. So we're going to revisit this area and propose that the urban reserve be removed. We will do the same thing for these two areas in the case of urban holding. This is the Fisher's Well area. The urban holding have already been removed in these areas and there is no need retaining the urban holding. You can see the small areas impacted. So that's the action that we will be doing relative to the Fisher's Well area. We talked about the mixed use. Some of this we have already making contact with the property owners so that they can come and see what is it that we are proposing. The application of the comp plan to match the actual zoning instead of the mixed use. In some areas where the property is currently vacant, we will keep the mixed use because the opportunity is there to develop the property as mixed use. So the changes here will really be very, very minimal. But we are letting property owners know exactly what is it that is being proposed. Yes, sir.
On the mixed use, if you back up there, so I assume that we're moving from mixed use zoning to a combination there, some of it being going to residential, some going to jobs. And I wonder about the percentage going to each. I want to make sure that each of the cities as well as the county, have expressed a strong desire to make sure we have enough land for jobs. So the question is, what's that split?
The split now is, if you're coming in for a mixed use, it could be 80% single family and 20% jobs or vice versa. That's the split. Now you can look at it differently because if you currently vacant property designated with mixed use, you can do 80% jobs or 20% residential or vice versa. In some of these areas where we are taking a hard look, there are already commercial development on the ground, for example. So the jobs are already there. In some cases, the property is already developed for multi-family that are 5-10 years old. I don't see them changing in the next 20 years or before we do this in the next 8 years. So that's a true reflection of what is happening in terms of what we are proposing.
So if I understand what you just said, this is just simply reflecting with the development that is already there, just to make it match reality.
That's a better way to put it, Commissioner. Yes.
Okay.
And for alternative three, this alternative again is, as I indicated, this will truly reflect our desire to make public facilities have a zone for public facilities. I have no other way to describe that. For alternative three, these are the two cities that are requesting expansion of the boundary. The first map to the left is the city of Battleground. As I indicated, you can see their proposal to add about 80 acres of mixed use, and we will do so with urban holding overlay on it. They are really marching towards to the west in terms of their desire of how they would like to grow. You can see Dollar's Corner there to further to the left, so they're marching really towards the area that they're looking at is between the existing boundary and Dollar's Corner, so they're asking for 80 acres. In the case of La Centre, they're asking for a property immediately north of the La Centre Road, close to the I-5 junction. They're asking for about 56 acres, and this will be have a designation of a commercial with urban holding overlay on it. And the city, I have the representative from the city here. They will be doing the necessary analysis, because this property is still designated as ag, so they will be going through a process of the designation and making the case for why this should be included in the urban growth boundary. It was studied in the 2007 process, so I think they still have some work to do, but I'll leave it at that. For transportation, we are
Oliver?
Yes, sir.
If you can go back one. Is the western, on the La Centre UGA expansion, the western boundary there of that brown area, does that butt up against the proposed casino?
You can answer that, but I think let me have Eric answer that. I know that the casino property is further to west of the I-5.
Eric Eisman, city consultant, planning consultant for the city of La Centre. That proposal for the brown area abuts Paradise Park Road, so that would be the western end of it. However, the casino is on the eastern, the proposal is on the western side of I-5. The city of La Centre's city limits go to I-5 and to 31st Street already, so on the west side.
Well, the question is on the the cursor.
But the cursor
on the west side of that brown, is that the casino area?
Correct.
So this goes right up and touches it, or right adjacent or close to it?
It's close to
not
it.
Not quite touching, but right there.
It doesn't quite touch it. No. Within the city's UG already, there is an area. If you can move the cursor just right down to the northeast corner, northwest corner of the interchange, there's about four and a half acres right there that's already in the city limits. City growth boundary that abuts the casino. And as I say, the city limits already abut the casino site because of an annexation 2 years ago.
And is La Centre still planning? Still supporting the casino?
The city council still is on record as negotiating with the tribe.
Don't the landowners that currently own all that property there have agreed to allow La Centre to incorporate that land into their commercial light industrial type area up to I-5? I don't think it has anything to do with the casino. I think it has to do with them surviving as a community, because their gambling revenue in their community is going down.
That's a very good point. When the property owners in the city began the conversation has always been about those developing as privately held parcels, not part of the casino development. That's completely how I understand it to be moving forward.
I seem to recall, for some reason, you want the urban growth boundary to go across the freeway there, and I recall about a half a dozen homes in that area with about probably a 5-acre parcels.
That map is somewhat confusing. The parcels that we're working with the western side property line of the westernmost parcel in the Brown abuts Paradise Road. And so between Paradise Road and I-5, it's all public right-of-way. And so that area, I mean, it appears like it's going across the freeway. It's really public right-of-way that's there already.
We'll probably look at that on a smaller map or bigger map. Close in, we'll have to zoom in and take a look at that.
Yeah, if you were to look at the map that we submitted in July, it just shows the three parcels we're talking about.
The ones I recall, the one in July paralleled the road going to the park, the state park.
That's correct.
Yeah, that doesn't look to be the same.
Commissioners, what I would add is that we will take a look at the map that the city submitted and accurately reflect what they submitted is. I will also add that often when we look at submittals from the cities, it is our policy that if you submit a property and is abutting a road, we encourage that we move that line at the edge of the road, so you're not really annexing half of a width of a road.
Well,
that's exactly what we've done here.
Well, it's a little bit different between a road and a freeway.
Sure. Yes. In case of transportation, we know that the board have, you know, reviewed our update to our CFP. There are some requests that was made, one from the city of La Santa to remove the La Santa Road from our arterial atlas. That's what is reflected here in red. The box in blue reflect the conversation we are now having with the Pleasant Highland neighborhood. We are looking at a circulation plan for that neighborhood. We are not proposing any land use changes. So that's what is reflected here. There are other minor arterial atlas amendment that we will make as part of this process. The arterial atlas serves to be consistent with our land use plan in terms of looking ahead and identifying arterial road network that needs to be built or reserved to preserve connectivity. Now, as I indicated to the commissioners, we have two more open houses slated for October 29th and the 30th. This last slide here really provides how the public can share their comments. Again, they can do so online. They can email us. They can send us a letter and mail that letter to Clark County Community Planning. The information is here. If they prefer to send us email, the email address is there. If they want to go online and do it, we talked about increasing our capacity based on the criticism we received that, you know, it was limited to 500 characters that have been improved to 8 or more than 500 characters. So the opportunity to comment online is there. We did receive, I believe, a comment that some folks weren't having the opportunity to comment online. We checked it both internal and from external. It is working. Folks can also come to the open house and talk to staff, and we'll help them, whatever their comment is, and put it into the record so that it will be considered. In terms of our next steps, again, we have two more open houses. This will make it now 6 in the last 2 months, if you will. So we have another two open houses, the 29th and then the 30th. We are very optimistic that with this we have today, again sharing with the board the three options that will be studied in the supplemental environmental impact statement. The next time we'll be coming to you will be sometime in early January, or I would say February, to review the draft supplemental and help us with the input from the community to really arrive at a preferred alternative. We are not there yet. So this is our timeline to continue to do this work. In February, according to our schedule now, there will be a joint hearing between the PC and the board on the draft supplemental. And finally, with that, we will then start developing the preferred alternative. And throughout the process, folks will continue to comment and have the opportunity to comment. And with the final supplemental, then the board and the PC goes to a hearing with that. So my ask today is that we proceed. There's something else I would like to share the board with. If we can go to our website quickly. When I was thanking Mary Kells and Bob Poole, I would say that I have getting calls from my counterpart from North, really praising us in terms of our website and how other communities can take a look at our website and be able to see what is it that we've done. I must thank Jackie Camp here and Mary Kell's staff and Bob Poole and his staff. If it wasn't for them, this would not have been very possible. So folks, go to our website. All this information is there. If you want to see the properties that when we did the census, let's go to the census first. Rural census, take that off. No? Is that it? Okay. This pops up on the ag properties that will go where that will go from 20 to 10. You can add, show the forest. Click on the forest, Jose. It populates that quickly. You can take that off. The public can see this and know which properties that are going to be impacted. You can take that off quickly, Jose. But it is there. Now, if you want to see the alternative, you can click here on the first alternative. That's the comp plan, no change. It has the urban growth boundaries outlined in there. You can zoom in, you can zoom out. That opportunity is there to see that. If you want to take this off and go to all two, takes time to load, but it shows you what all two will look like. You can zoom in, zoom out, and see what properties that may be impacted in what the county is proposing. You take that off quickly. You go to all three. It shows you the two cities that are proposing to expand their boundary and where those properties are. If you're a property owner, you can zoom in and see that and be able to comment. Zoom out, Jose. You click on our transportation, you see what roads that are being proposed to be removed on the arterial atlas. You can zoom in and see that very well. If you zoom out please, and let's go to historical planning. I think this is very, very telling. Take those off. Now, what I want to show the board here and the public, they can play with this. You click on that, it shows you what the county comprehensive plan was in 1979. And the only thing this tells me is take a look at areas in 1979 planned, already designated as forest, that's the dark green. You look at all the dark, I don't know how you define that in terms of color, I'm color blind, but take a look at the area designated as ag. All that is ag, take a look at that. And that's all ag in 1979. That's what the county was working with. This information is now available. People can click on it and look at it. You can see that the light yellow areas are zone Rural 5 in 1979, prior to what I would say pre-GMA. The only area that is for 2.5 is just right in the middle, right in that small area. If you take this off and go to, just take a look at this for a minute, take it off and go to 1994. this is, you know, it looks clumsy, but look at the forest area, but no change. Really, you can see some of the ag still remains as ag. Now, this is what the county had inherited. If you go back to 1979 and look at what have happened from 1979, 1994, 2004, if you want to take that off and put 2004, you will load quickly. You take that off, you put the urban growth boundary, what it was in 1994, it shows you, add 2004, it shows you areas that was added. I really want to share this with the commissioners and thank our GIS folks for doing this. Like I said, I have getting real compliment from my counterpart up north in terms of what we've been able to do so far. I will leave it up to the board. What I would like to get out today is that we are moving forward with these three options unless I hear otherwise from the commissioners. Finally, I did receive this morning an email from the city. I promise that I will share that with the board. It is late, I must add, but it's coming from the city of Richfield. They would like to see us add roughly close to 100 acres to their urban growth boundary. I have a map that at some point I will share that with the commissioners. And I don't want to put my good friend here, Eric, on the spot, but this came this morning, like I said, 9:45. I have not had the opportunity to take a look at it and digest it, but that's a request coming from the city. I just want to let the board know. If you want us to add it, that will be a change that will have to be made, unless Eric has anything to add to that. But I want to share with the commissioner that this came late today. We gave the cities July 30th to submit their final land use to the county for us to consider, and they've also asked us all to make them whole, which we have done. But this is a request. We said we will work with the cities to hold hands with them, if you will, and I have done that throughout this process. But this is a last minute request that the board could ask that it be considered, or be considered that it's late. Your call. But I'm waiting to take questions from the commissioners.
Sure, Oliver. I certainly support the request for any of the cities that want to expand their boundaries, including that one last minute request to see what we can do to accommodate them.
Does it matter if it's for jobs or for residential?
Well, you know my bias. Hopefully it would be for a good portion of it would be for jobs. I'd like to know what this is. Did they say if it's residential or say if it's jobs?
I think I can, without thoroughly reviewing this, it appears that they're asking that it be considered for residential.
We'll probably have asked for more clarity on one-on-ones, I'm sure.
Yes. I thought I'd bring it up because it arrived today.
Yeah.
You have anything to add, Gordy?
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave it to my city counterpart if they have anything to add, and then we'll take questions. But the goal is for us to move forward. Some say that we are slow. I would say that we are really right on track. And I want to give the public the opportunity to weigh in.
Just a little bit more feedback regarding the, if that last minute proposal is for Ridgefield, be able, especially right there at the freeway, if it's all residential, then we're contributing to the overall direction that we hope we don't go, which is become more of a bedroom community of Portland. It would be so much better, especially right there at the freeway artery, if the local jobs would be a priority instead. Because those people got to work somewhere. Mm-hmm. Hopefully not in Portland.
Yeah, the good news, Commissioner, is that it was studied in the 07 FEIS. We had time to check that. So in terms of coverage, the bad news is it's all ag land, which is going to mean it doesn't, which means it, other than the fact that our cutoff date for the cities that everybody agreed to was July 31st, and in some senses our planning is, the train has left the station in terms of what we're trying to do. It's... the city's going to have to go through a de-designation process, which is going to further, I mean, it, basically it's going to delay what we're doing.
Okay. Commissioner Barnes?
Two quick questions. I think that the Washington Department of Transportation, probably Richfield in that piece of property, you're going to have to coordinate with the Washington Department of Transportation, because I think they own a swath of that land that butts up to the golf course. And that, and I think you're probably going to have some conversation with them over that, because I don't know how far they are talking about expanding that weigh station. I think they're in the process of doing that now. So I'm just bringing that up to you. The other thing I would like to bring up to you, somewhere along the line, we lost Camas in this process. Between Vancouver City Limits and Warshugel, there's no reference in here to that huge amount of property that goes all the way up almost to Livingston in that area. So you've got every other major city in here except Camas, so wonder why there's nothing in here that pertains to them in the growth management process.
I have Robert Moore talk to that, but I think Camas throughout the process have indicated that they do not wish to expand their urban growth boundary. So I'll have Robert respond to your question, sir.
Thank you, Oliver. Commissioner, that's correct. The city of Camas is fine with its current urban growth boundaries. We've been on a very positive trajectory, and we feel comfortable both on our jobs numbers and residential numbers. So we do not see any need to expand our boundaries.
Well, they don't want to have anything to do with any change. They want everything status quo the way they have it now.
Well, I would say that for the most part status quo, but we are refining what we have internally. You know, we certainly have a very large canvas of land north of Lacamas Lake that we want to make sure that we plan thoughtfully for the next 20 years. So we are certainly appreciative of the continued collaboration with Oliver's team and our city partners, but we're good. So.
Yeah, I know on the north side of Fourth Plain, there's a chunk of property and the stuff that Camas has looked at for water treatment plant and some other stuff up there that you guys have looked at before with them. So I just asking the question because I didn't see anything that pertains to them in here. So if you're working with them and they're happy, I'm happy.
Thank you.
Anything from the city?
Careful, it's turning up pretty high.
Well, I think we're just sort of to follow up on we're in a similar situation to Camas in that there's a fair amount of growing to be done within the boundary, within Vancouver's boundary at this point for this update, and certainly future updates that may not be the case, but certainly for this and recognizing that as a board you have a requirement to reopen the boundary in 10 years, and a future board would have, but also the ability to do it sooner than that, and that's a proven option that was established by Clark County back in 07. So because of those things, I think in particular, Vancouver is similar to Camas in that we're focusing on growing within existing limits and boundaries. Just in terms of this process going forward, we're fully supportive. I want to share the praise for these public display materials. They're great. And just in terms of its going forward, I think the support the decisions that you've made, I think some of the initial baseline decisions that the board's made are completely sound. I think we talked at a previous one of these work sessions about you may need to do some tweaks at the end of the process, and that's understandable so that the math catches up with the land use. But at this point, the three options, the EIS alternatives you have are sound, and the baseline decisions that you've made are sound, recognizing there may be a couple of numerical tweaks at the end.
Thank you.
All right. Have I covered over?
That covers it, and what I'm hearing from the board that, and with the city's support, that we will proceed with the three options to be studied in the draft environmental impact statement. That's what I'm hearing from the commissioners.
Yes.
And support from the cities.
Very good. Anything else from the board?
Thank you. I hope all the cities are happy with the process to make sure that we're all working together collaboratively. Everybody's getting what they want. Great.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioners.